Time for the song, The Little Drummer Boy, and our friend Jason Cans. Boy, I was just thinking yesterday, winding down 4 years on the radio. Did you have any idea what you're getting into when you said yes that first time?
No, I had no idea. And yet here we are.
That's right.
So it's been good, though. It's been a good run.
Yeah, it's been a good run. One day at a time. All right.
Indeed.
Well, before we get to your top 10 books of the year, I have a problem. I went to it. You know, it's great, this idea of passing recipes down, and we were asking yesterday. I should have asked you, and we'll ask you now. Our question, it's still posted to the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. Yesterday's question was, what is a favorite holiday treat that you like to make and or eat? So what would you say to that?
Boy, yeah, that's a good question. I really like things that are chocolate-covered. So okay. Chocolate-covered peanut butter balls would definitely be one that I like to eat.
Those are a favorite of many, yeah.
Yep. And I last year, Tessa and I made peanut butter kisses, which is probably the one I would say I like to make.
Uh-huh.
There's just so many good options around the holiday season for treats, though.
Yeah, people can check our list at the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group. It's plentiful. And the thing I like to make is this, you know, summer sausage. My dad made it. I've carried on the tradition.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, I mean, the recipe from him... I mean, you know, it wasn't in his own handwriting. I'd copied it. But, I mean, I need to go back because it got greasy and it got lost. And so I was trying somebody named Sally, her summer sausage recipe. Made my first batch last night, 5 different rolls. And both last night and this morning, I don't know, there's something about the aftertaste that's just like, I don't know that I would want to pass this on. I mean, it's the kind of thing I'd like to give to you and maybe, you know,
sure,
friends and family. But I'm like... Ah, boy, what do you do? What do you do there, huh?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you could preface the gift and say, "Here, this tastes terrible." You could try again or just dip it all together. But I definitely appreciate what you're saying. It's hard to pass. You want to give your best, right, to people.
I mean, there's different things in, you know, mustard seed, garlic powder. I'm like, did I put garlic salt in it before? I don't know. It just didn't, wasn't as good, so.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, me too. You know, I find myself going, well, and so I've got 3 more rolls to make and, you know, carefully made those last night, but we'll see. But I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to throw them away. I'm a guy that I don't like to do that.
Right.
But.
Right, for sure.
Maybe rethink the gift part. All right. Well, you came out with your top 10 books of the year, but not ranked this year.
Yeah, normally I rank my book list. And it just, other than one seemingly clear winner, you know, it just didn't seem like it fit a clear order for me this year. So I decided not to rank them.
Okay, so what do you mean by other than one seemingly clear winner?
Well, there's a book called Revolutionary Love by See No Stranger, a manifesto and memoir of revolutionary love by Valerie Carr. And she's a Sikh American woman who, after 9/11, went around and interviewed a lot of different people about fears and how do we move into one another's lives in a way that is loving and engaging. And that, for me, was for sure the best book of the year. And, you know, the rest of them all I liked a lot, but I couldn't say, well, I like this one better than this one.
And so just to be clear, when you say 89 books you read, I mean, that's read and or listened to, right?
And or listened to, correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So I'd be about half and half at this point, audiobooks and paper books, maybe more paper yet. But
this is where the tortoise and the hare part. I mean, I think reading, the bulk of my reading is probably reading aloud to Peggy before we go to bed. But if we're both too tired or whatever, and then it doesn't happen as much. And listen to some great stuff. I think my 6th time through, Love Matters More by Jared Bias. So,
That's
probably my book of the year right there.
Yeah. You know, I went through that one again this year as well. I haven't gone through it as often as you have. But, you know, there are certain books that I revisit regularly. That's one of them. Living in Christ's Presence by Dallas Willard, I will often go back to. And so there's a number that I kind of earned my perennial rotation.
I'm kind of intrigued by the Gabor Mate, The Myth of Normal, Trauma, Illness, and Healing in a Toxic Culture. That's in your top 10.
Yeah, that's a long book, but really eye-opening in terms of the role of trauma. So that can be physical trauma, emotional trauma, in a wide variety of things, not only in terms of our psychological health, but our physical health. Kind of explores the role with addiction. He's kind of the nation's or the world, one of the world experts in trauma at this point. And, it's a big, big, thick book and, really worth, taking the time to go through at least parts of it.
I have to just say, with you, reading close to 90 books in your set, it was a down year. I mean, I think I look at myself and I say, I am drawn to people who are one on the Enneagram, which you and my wife are, and to lifelong learners. I don't know. I'm just drawn to those kind of people, I guess. So.
Well, good. I'm glad you're drawn to me. I'm drawn to you as well.
So. All right. December 20th, we've got Luke 2, 25 to 27.
Sure. That says, at that time, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon. He was righteous and devout and was eagerly waiting for the Messiah to come and rescue Israel. The Holy Spirit was upon him, and he had revealed to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. That day, the Spirit led him to the temple, so when Mary and Joseph came to present the baby Jesus to the Lord, as the law required.
And you say, in Jerusalem, Mary and Joseph encountered Simeon, who had committed his life to me and was waiting to see Israel's promised rescuer. My Holy Spirit pledged to him that before he died, he would see Christ. My spirit also nudged him to go to the temple when Jesus was presented. Final thought.
You know, I like that idea that he was just so in tune with the Spirit that, you know, he knew what was coming and was willing to kind of keep waiting and watching for just a long period of his life. And, you know, with the Christmas season, certainly are we waiting in expectation? And he was.
Israel's promised rescuer and the rescuer for the world, right?
Indeed. Absolutely.
Thanks, Jason. Talk to you tomorrow. Win It Wednesday, the Christmas edition.
Yes, indeed. And we've got one more code for you from C4Gear.com. Christian clothing created for conversation. Amazing website. Amazing products from our friends James Allen Hall and his wonderful wife Whitney Hall that they have designed, again, to spark conversations about things that matter. We've got a code for you for a free shirt with free shipping from C4Gear.com if you can figure out this Christmas clip collage.
Yeah, that's right. It is a mashup, a montage of five different either Christmas TV specials or movies. And we'll give you a playing of it here in a moment.
715-723-2555 is what you're going to call, 723-2555. But let's hear this for the first time.
Rats. Ogres. Seems we're all so busy.
The clothometer.
Merry Christmas.
Five different ones in there, Halbo.
Yeah, I think really, yeah. It's a mixture of either TV specials or movies. And so they are recent or days gone by.
Let's hear it again.
Rats.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The clothometer.
Merry Christmas.
Now, I think usually what we say with this is guess the ones that you can.
Yeah.
And if you say, hey, I know two of them, I know three of them, I know one of them, whatever it is, and we'll tell you, right?
Yeah, there's two different ways to do this. One is, if we're really hard about it, we say only when you get them all right, we say, yes, you got them all. The other way is help neighbor helping neighbor seems more Christmas spirit.
Is that how we're going to do
it? Yeah, okay. Let's do neighbor helping neighbor, which is basically if you get one right, then we'll let you know which one you had right.
All right, so five total you have to get right in order to win the shirt from C4Gear.com. Good morning, Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show, Christmas edition. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Well, hey, Sherry. What do you think?
Well, I know the first one. It's Charlie Brown's Christmas.
Yeah, you do know that one. Okay.
That's the only one
I know. That's the only one. All neighbor right. Helping neighbor.
Thank you, Sherry, again, for helping everybody. We'll play it again. So she's named one.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The clothometer.
Merry Christmas.
All right. So,
you know, again, I just whipped this up after 7 this morning, Caleb. So
again, here it is again as we get another call here.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The clothometer.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Let's go back to the phones here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Vicky.
Hey, Vicky.
What do you think, Vicky? How many of those can you name?
Well, we know the first one is Charlie Brown, yes. The last one is It's a Wonderful Life. And I know the Santa Claus was the Clausometer. I don't remember if that was third or fourth.
All right, so let's play it again. Havo would tell you. So you guessed three out of the five. Havo would tell you how many of those you got correct.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
And Vicky, you didn't give us any new information. The only one you got correct was the Charlie Brown.
All right, so just one. So think about it. Call us back, 715-723-2555. We have time for a couple more guesses if people want to take a guess at this, but we got to give you plenty of chances to hear it.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
Charlie seems to be the free space starting off, I guess.
Yes, so Charlie Brown at the beginning.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
Can you name those five movies or TV specials? Again, Christmas-related. Let's hear it one more time.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
715-723-2555. If you want to take a shot at this, again, you got to help each other out. So even if you think, hey, I can just add one to the list, that's what it takes. And eventually, we will get to that point where somebody solves it here on a Win It Wednesday.
All right, it's the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday. WWIB, Havo and Caleb. And we're having you guess from a montage of Christmas TV specials and movies. And in round one, people were able to get one out of the five, but you need to get all five in your call to win the prize.
715-723-2555. Here's what we're talking about.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
What could those be?
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
Gotta identify all five.
So far, we had a couple of callers. Caleb here in studio off air was able to pick out one of the five that wasn't identified yet. So
yeah, let's see. Someone wants to give it a shot here. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, I'm Jackie from Durand.
All right, Jackie from Durand. We'll play it again for you.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
All right, Jackie from Durand. How many of those can you name? Help other people out. Name as many as you can.
Maybe four.
All right, go ahead. Give it a shot.
So, again, the first one we know is Charlie Brown. The other one might be Shrek the Halls. One might be Elf. And I'm thinking one might be Michael Caine with a Muppet Christmas Carol.
All right, so we're going to play it again. Havel will tell you how many of them you got right.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
All right, so we need to kind of get them in order because you're throwing them out there. And so we already know Charlie Brown, but then... You take me through here, Jackie, in terms of the second one we hear, Ogres, and you're saying that is what?
Shrek the Halls.
Okay, and that's correct. Keep going.
I don't know the third one.
Okay.
The fourth one, I think, is Elf, and then the last one, I think, is the Muppet Christmas Carol.
You're doing real good. You're doing real good. In fact, you just helped put three more on the board for somebody. So
well done. So we're only trying to figure out the third one now, right?
Yep.
So
Ogres. Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
Whoever can remember what Jackie said and get the one in the middle.
Thank you, Jackie.
Goes
try
away
again.
With the prize.
715-723-2555. Again, what we're giving away is a free T-shirt with free shipping from C4Gear.com, Christian clothing created for conversation. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Caroline from Rice Lake.
What do you think, Caroline? Can you name all five of those?
Well, I hope so. I knew a couple of the ones that she just listed. So let's see. We've got... Charlie Brown Christmas, and Shrek the Halls.
Okay.
And the third one, my guess is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
And then the fourth one was Elf, and the fifth one was the Muppet Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm.
All right, Havo?
No, sorry, you got four out of five.
Four out of five. All right, try again.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we just need to figure out that middle one, but you have to name all five. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tammy from Durand.
Hey, Tammy, what do you think? Can you name all five of these? We'll play it for you.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
What do you think, Tammy?
All right, it's Charlie Brown Christmas, Shrek the Halls, The Grinch, Elf, and Muppet Christmas Carol.
Four out of five.
But you guys are doing great on this. I think we have time for a couple more calls here, so let's see if we can figure it out. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Well, they're, you know what? Maybe they thought it was the Grinch as well, too.
That middle one is stumping them. It seems we're all so busy. Somebody's saying that from what Christmas... Again, the first... only one of these is a TV special. The others are all films. So.
All right, let's hear it one more time.
Rats.
Ogres. Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we got to figure out that third one, but we need all five from you. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? All right, Taryn, have your mom or dad turn the radio down a little bit and then give us those five shows or movies. What do you think, Taryn?
What? Charlie Brown Christmas.
Okay.
Shrek the Hall.
Shrek the Hall.
Yep.
Shrek the Hall.
Yeah. Yep, Shrek the Hall.
What's the middle one?
Carol.
And the fourth one?
Elf.
And the fifth one? What's that last one?
We forgot. And the middle one wasn't correct either. So.
All right, so you guys try again.
Wake up show. We're going to try a third time in our Christmas movie and TV special montage. Five different specials here or movies, and you've got to guess them in order. And it seems we struggled with the middle one, Caleb.
Yes, so number three is what people have been having difficulty with. First and foremost, we're going to play this for you again. So here they are again, movies, Christmas specials. It's very holiday themed here.
Rats.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
One more time here.
Rats.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
Again, you have to name all five. Now, last hour, four of the five were named, but that third one is what people were struggling with. But you can't just name the third one. You're going to have to name all of them. So hopefully you were listening earlier. 715-723-2555. Our prize, a free T-shirt with free shipping from C4Gear.com. Christian clothing created for conversation. Got our friends, the Halls, James Allen Hall and Whitney Hall. Looks like we have somebody on a Win It Wednesday ready to win. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Sherry from Bloomer.
Sherry was our very first caller in this contest.
Are you going to be the last?
Maybe she can cap it off as well. Bookend it. Sherry, what do you think? One more time here. I'll give you the clip.
Rats.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
Sherry, what are those five movies, TV shows, all Christmas themed?
Okay. Charlie Brown Christmas. Shrek the Halls. The third one, Miracle on 34th Street. Elf. The Muppet Christmas Carol.
All right, let's hear it one more time.
Rats.
Ogres.
Seems we're all so busy.
The Clausometer.
Merry Christmas.
You did it, Sherry. Sherry wins again on Win It Wednesday.
Merry Christmas, Sherry.
Thank you.
Well done. What tipped it off for you? Because, again, you started this off just trying to help other people out, and you named Charlie Brown at the beginning.
Yeah.
But, we helped each other out as a WIB listening family. And how did you figure out Miracle on 34th Street? Because that was the one that everybody was struggling with.
It was a random wild guess.
Well, there you go. Some people are just winners. Sherry, hang on the line. We'll get you that free T-shirt from C4Gear.com. And how about we still have a poll question going on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group as well.
That's right. Eggnog, yes or no? I would vote yes, but how would you vote? Let us know on the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group poll. The WIB Wake Up Show here on a Wednesday morning. And a few years ago, Caleb, a blogger wrote an open letter to her child's grandparents listing the things they should not buy their grandchild for Christmas.
So this is kind of interesting because, again, we know grandparents mean well, but also they don't necessarily have to live with the things that they purchase.
And I think you could expand this out to, you know, other family members. Like, these are things I know. Kind of said somewhat tongue-in-cheek, I think.
I think it is tongue-in-cheek, yeah. But we all know sometimes if you're an aunt or uncle, it's like, hey, I can sugar them up and send them back.
Right.
That kind of a vein. So I think this is where this is coming from this blog.
And maybe a mom or dad would be like, I'm going to get you a noisy toy. Anyhow, for instance, the writer said, please don't give the child anything alive because you know what happens to things that are alive. Yeah. And that's not very pleasant to try to explain to the child why the hamster is no longer with us.
Yes. Things not to buy the kids from a blogger. She says, you know what? Maybe skip some of the stocking stuffers if it's just stuff that's going to be, you know, clutter. Because, again, a lot of times if you look in the stocking stuffer section, it's not things that are made to last. So stocking stuffer clutter, maybe avoid that.
Yeah, for instance, this one I can identify with. Please don't give any toy that hurts when I accidentally step on it with bare feet. Now, that would mean Legos, right? Yeah, but, I mean, it's so fun to give Legos, but nonetheless, it's no fun to step on them.
Things from a blogger, what please not to buy my kids. Any toy without an off button, she says. And you know what? I'm going to go a step further and say any toy with an off button that doesn't turn off immediately when you push it. Uh-huh. I found that the other day was something that we had in a box for Goodwill, and somehow it had been turned on, and it took me probably a minute to try to figure out where inside the stuffing of this thing the off button was. So, yeah, I can agree with that.
Now, this is another suggestion. She says, please don't give a toy that requires me to play it with them. Toys are how I keep my kids busy while I'm trying to get him other things done around the house.
Things not to buy my kids. Again, tongue-in-cheek here, but from a blogger, she says, stuffed animals. To say we don't need any more is the understatement of the year. You know that game where there are a million stuffed animals in a big glass box and you have to steer the claw to try to pluck one out? She says, sometimes I feel like I live in that. And I fully expect the claw to drop down through our skylight.
Oh, that's kind of funny. And finally, she said, Mom, Dad, please don't give talking dolls. They just kind of creep me out. The way they talk without their lips moving, like ventriloquists, I don't like it.
Been a lot of movies made in that vein as well.